Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, spending time with my colleague Richard Epstein. And we move from domestic matters in the U.S. to international contest. This is between Washington and Caracas, between the Trump Administration 1, Trump Administration 2, and a man named Nicolas Maduro, who is condemned with a $50 million bounty on his head as the head of a drug cartel called Cartel of the Sun, responsible for running drugs such as fentanyl and worse into the United States and killing people with those drugs. The Maduro claim is to be the president of Venezuela, a very powerful and rich state once upon a time. Yes. However, in the summer of 24, there was an election in which Maduro abused all understandable policies and stole it, claiming he continued president. There is a real president, Gonzalez. He was elected and recognized by international favor. However, he is in exile or in jeopardy if he were to show himself in Caracas until Maduro departs. All that is background for the question I have for the professor. There are 3 or 4 instances over these last days of the U.S. opening fire on alleged drug-running boats in international waters. One of them was mentioned but not associated with Venezuela. My understanding is that this is the U.S. Navy opening fire. Ordinarily, it's the Coast Guard to intercept a suspect, detain, question, take evidence. This time, they just shoot. Is there an act of war necessary for this opening fire? I'm unfamiliar with the intricacies of legality of killing people.
Well, it turns out the whole situation about declaration of laws is itself now shrouded in mystery. The problem about a declaration of the laws is too powerful an interest, because what it does is it triggers a wide set of collateral obligations on all sorts of third parties who would rather stay out of some of these small disputes. The most powerful illustration of this is Article 5 of NATO, which says if there's a declared war, every other member of NATO has to come to the defense of the NATO person who's in that particular law. So you don't declare wars, you declare police actions of one form or another. The difficulty that Trump has in this particular case is that if he wants to sort of say the Alien Enemies Act is really appropriate, that there's an invasion, he's going to have to face the consequence that he's entitled now to expel every single person of Venezuelan origin from the United States, because they're now enemy combatant in this narco war. So he doesn't want to declare a war like this. He just wants to fight it, and that's exactly what he's doing. But I think you gave the right answer to this. If this is simply an expression of switching drugs into the United States, it's not a military invasion, and we have all sorts of procedures for confiscating those drugs once they arrive in American ports and for prosecuting all the individuals who are responsible for their sending. And indeed, if it turned out that Maduro was running this kind of a cartel, there would probably be jurisdiction over him, subject to all the complexities of sovereign immunity that bedevil this particular area with people who claim to be president, but as you indicated, only got it by force and fraud and stealth is against their more legitimate opponent. So doing this, the first thing that you have to ask is, what were these things carrying? And let's suppose they were carrying lots of cocaine. These are small boats. They can't go 1,500 miles in order to land in America. It's perfectly consistent with the fact that they're taking those guns to sell them somewhere else that's nearby. And so the correct response as a legal matter is, if you wait for them to get into American waters, and if it turns out they were planning to be refueled along the way, you could observe that. And then when they enter the waters, you could seize the cargo and do everything. So Trump is essentially going beyond what is his general views as to the appropriate levels of wartime activity. And will he be punished for that? Well, that's extremely difficult to get any court to want to take him. The Venezuelans won't bring suit against him. And so who is it that's going to be able to stop this from happening? It is this perennial problem that massive derogations of duty by political actors do not have immediate victims in the United States. And so the standing doctrine, for the most part, doesn't allow somebody to attack the president for actions that are simply regarded as plainly illegal, which is why it is that no suits have been brought in this particular case. This will come up as a collateral matter if one of these people is captured and they bring him to the United States and he's like so habeas corpus in order to get his release. They'll then have to face the legality of the president's action. And my view about it is that the president will lose. But Trump is always like that. His argument is, I will do what I want until you catch me, and then I'll fight you through the courts. So I think in this particular situation, he will continue to do this stuff. I think that most Americans will continue to be somewhat appalled about the way in which he's behaved on this situation. But Trump has a collateral reason, which is not unrelated to the stuff that we were just talking about with Jim Comey. He wants to be feared. He doesn't want to be loved. And every time he engages in one kind of illegal activity that manages to give him a net political return, it makes it all the more likely that he will again go all in on the next particular case, on the view that if you're going to get involved in a case, you can never get involved by half measures. When you get involved, you have to go all the way. Now, the interesting question is, will he try to take out Maduro? And, you know, on that, I actually have some sympathy for him. But a lot of it's going to depend upon whether or not the internal dissidents in Venezuela are going to seek some kind of help or try to put a confrontation which puts the original election in jeopardy. So one possible maneuver is the UN has to seat the Venezuelan delegation, and it refuses to seat Maduro's folks because it claims that the Gonzalez group, whatever it was the winner of that particular election, and therefore they should be seated. And that would, in fact, put a lot of this stuff into sharp relief before a body, the UN, that nobody really trusts to do anything really constructive. But it could happen in that way. But I think the point to say about this is that until Trump feels a resistance, the force is going to continue to do this. He's going to continue to escalate small steps of one kind or another. He doesn't want to provoke a full-scale international intervention, and he thinks he's found a sweet spot by knocking these things out. Now, the other thing, of course, that might happen is this Guyana. With
30 seconds, Richard, 30 seconds.
There are other areas nearby which Venezuela may try to take over, and Trump is trying to put himself to a position that if they commit aggression against the third party, he's very strongly able to start to resist them. So this is a continuing saga, and like everything else that you're dealing with Trump, there's going to be no quick, easy, or nice resolution.
The Prince, Machiavelli, men ought either to be well-treated or crushed, because they can avenge themselves of lighter injuries. Of more serious ones, they cannot. Therefore, the injury that is to be done to a man ought to be of such a kind that one does not stand in fear of revenge. Richard Epstein, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.